Nobody remembers it because, you know, 38 to 10, but Alex was so good in that playoff game. I mean, he was about as good as you could want a quarterback to be.
Alex Smith in the pocket. He's going to unload it long. He's got Donnie Avery down the field at the 30, at the 20. Goodbye, Colts, as Donnie Avery catches a 79-yard bomb. What a play by Alex Smith.
Obviously threw the ball well all over the place. I think he had 300 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, really escaped pressure, made a lot of good decisions. I think that's when he's at his best.
Smith's in the shotgun, looks to throw, now scrambles, fires it, he's got Niall Davis this time! Touchdown! And Alex Smith has got 4 touchdown passes in this game.
And he did it, too, with Jamal out the majority of the game.
Look at the shovel pass there to Anthony Sherman.
Wait a minute, who said he can't make plays? Is this a game manager?
The best thing you can say about Alex Smith is what he does in the postseason. Almost every single quarterback's numbers go down and go down significantly when they get to the playoffs. And Alex Smith has some of the most impressive playoff statistics any quarterback's ever had. He has had his best days when the games have been the most important.
I think he's a lot like a point guard in basketball, a guy who's really good at setting up teammates, getting the ball where it has to be, not consumed with stats.
He's the guy who makes plays when you need to make plays. He's the guy who protects the football. He's the guy who runs the offense.
Alex Smith steps up. He's going to throw a corner pattern. Caught by Bo as Alex Smith puts it on the money.
Smart, flexible, and determined. I think those three, for me, define how he approaches this game.
He raises his level of play to whatever the situation is.
Let's go. Come on. Let's start it off. Fly, Amy! My son!
How about Alex Smith has completed 14 of 15 passes in this first half?
I would say that's pretty good there, right, Dick?
And he did everything in his power to help this team succeed. He did everything in his power to make sure that they always had a chance in a game. And he was never reckless with the football.
You give him the weapons, that offense is going to be potent. It's going to be one of the best in the NFL.
Jeremy Maclin. Sideline throw right on target and out of bounds. Jeremy Maclin.
I know he's a very intelligent quarterback. You know, I think he does a great job of commanding the huddle. I think he has a great command of the team. So I'm excited to have the opportunity to play with him.
Jeremy Maclin is going to be a solid, savvy route runner. He's going to be at the right spot at the right time. And Alex can trust him.
I think when you look at Alex when he was in San Francisco and how he worked with Vernon Davis there, it's not the same position. I think Jeremy Maclin is the same kind of talent in that he can take a 5-yard catch and turn it into a 50-yard play.
I think with Kelce and with Maclin and their presence, you're going to find that linebackers are going to be on their, they're going to be on their toes because they know the Chiefs are a run-oriented game. What we haven't seen is a ferocious wide receiver attack, which is going to help open the door. Open those lanes for the offensive lineman.
With all the adjustments that they made and all the additions, Alex has the opportunity to have the season that I think Andy Reid and John Dorsey envisioned that he could have coming off year one.
Toss power trap.